So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan. Hope you're well today. So, welcome to the Marketing and Sales Show. What's always funny about this is I have to actually look at the top to see what on earth I'm supposed to be doing. And that's also why we have the agenda over there on the right-hand side. Or is it your left? Whichever it is. Otherwise, I have no idea what on earth I'm supposed to be doing. Anyway, in today's session, let's talk about how to generate leads in 2022, because it's in January, and obviously we get quite a few phone calls in December, ready to line up for January, and some of those people sign up, and then some of those people, they're like, no, we're going to wait until January, and we're going to start in January. And I'm like, no, you need to get going now. What the heck are you waiting for? Because the way that you want your content to go out, and the way that you constantly want to be putting out content is that you're getting all this content going out so that you're going to solve that very first problem, which is trust, which we're going to get onto in a few moments. But people keep putting this off and going, no, I'm going to do this next month. And it's like, if not now, then when? When are you going to start doing the marketing properly? Let me just move my microphone over. When are you going to start doing the marketing properly? Not only properly, but more specifically, when are you going to get really consistent on your marketing? Because this is what happens. You might market for 11 months. You might market all year, nothing, okay? And you stop marketing, still nothing. Or you keep going and eventually you get something. Now, the whole point of marketing on a consistent basis is it shouldn't take 11 months. It should take, well, it depends what you're doing. If you're running content, just pure organic content, it can take a while for that to dig in. And we always say that organic content is for people who already know who you are. Facebook ads and Google ads are for people who've never heard of you. And we're going to break this down in today's session, and we're going to talk about how you should be running your marketing, where you should be implementing it. But the two things I want you to understand as we go through this session today is that is those two things, okay? The organic marketing is for people who already know you exist, but you've got to keep putting content out to them. And then the Facebook and the Google marketing are for people where you can extend your reach into people who've never heard of you. And we're going to break those down in today's session. So first of all, when my little arrow works, first of all, let's talk about the problem with trust in 2022. Now, at the time of recording this, it's the 13th of January. Boris Johnson doesn't know if he attended a party. He has to ask Sue Gray. I once got totally shit-faced 30 years ago in my early 20s. Absolutely shit-faced I was. And no idea where I was. I woke up, no idea where I was. Boy, I was on the phone to Sue Gray. Sue Gray, where the hell was I? And they ran an inquiry. They didn't know either. And that's pretty much what will happen with Boris. Nobody believes you, Boris. Nobody believes any of the politicians. Nobody believes anybody. This is the problem with 2022. Nobody believes you. I don't believe you. Oh, I ran into Vin Diesel last week. I'm sorry, I don't believe you. Oh, Donald Trump's won. Oh, Donald Trump's lost. I don't believe either of them. It's just the state of trust these days, okay? And so, like, but let me ask you a question. Like, do you trust your family? Most people would say, yeah. Obviously, there's some elements of your family that you might not trust. Do you trust your friends? And most people go, yeah, I trust my friends. Do you trust your work colleagues? Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. There's that one guy that nobody trusts. But other than that, yeah, I trust them. And so the question becomes, why do you trust them? What is it about them specifically, but not the people on the telly, that you trust? And it's because you've got to know them over a period of time. And basically, this is what marketing is. Marketing is about people getting to know you or your product over a period of time. Because if you're not putting yourself out there, and you just meet someone at a networking event and you're selling life insurance, they ain't buying life insurance from you. They have no idea who you are. They met another guy last week who sells life insurance. What makes you different? Well, I'll tell you what makes you different is when you're at a networking event and you go, yeah, I sell life insurance, but let's not talk about that. What are you doing next week? Do you want to catch up over a coffee? We'll talk about business. See if we can help you. Because I've got a Rolodex. Do you remember those? I've got a Rolodex of contacts that might be useful for your business. And now the person going, yeah, that'd be good. Let's have a coffee. Now you're getting to know each other. And this is really how you're going to resolve marketing and closing leads and generating leads in 2022. Is that you're going to increase the amount of people that actually know you, that like you and that trust you. We call it the KLT, okay? There's a couple of extra ones on there, so you need to be authentic and you need to be consistent. We call it KELTAC. So know, like and trust, authentic and consistent. You get those five things. Let's break them down. No, do people know you? Most people don't know you. Simple as that. So that's why we're going to use Google Ads and Facebook Ads so people get to know you. They're going to get to like you. Now, I always say this, they're going to either love you or they're going to hate you. Either is fine. If they love you, great, they're going to do some business with you. If they hate you, that's also fine, because what's going to happen then is that they're never going to waste your time, ever, ever. They're never going to get on a 45-minute strategy call and waste your time because they don't like you. Brilliant. Brilliant. That's just what we want. So we've got the K, we've got the L, the T is the trust. And the more that you turn up and show up, the more that people are going to trust you. Obviously, not telling lies and telling the truth and being honest. But that's the KLT. And then we're on to authenticity, which is about the bit about being honest as well. If you can be as authentic as possible, one of the greatest compliments I ever got, I was on stage, I was doing my thing, a property training event. I come off stage, and the partner of the guy that was running the event, she said, oh, wow, you're just like you are on stage, like you are in real life. And I'm like, yeah. Like, that's authentic right there. And that's exactly what you should be. Don't be this slick. By the way, I'm sat here in a Primark T-shirt. That is who I am. I'm not sat here in a Boss T-shirt, like sometimes I might do, but generally I don't. It's just not me. Just be you. People will accept you for being you. We've got millions of pounds worth of property in the UK and I'm sat here in a Primark T-shirt. It doesn't matter. But just the reason I'm in a Primark T-shirt, by the way, is because I'm off to the gym after. It's a very tight time scale. But it doesn't matter. You just got to go out there and be as authentic as you can. People are going to love you regardless. And also, people are going to hate you regardless as well. And even if you're the most amazing person, some person is going to hate you for it, right? It's just human nature. This is just who we are as a species. You look on Twitter and the amount of hate that comes out on Twitter, I mean, it's just phenomenal. You've got to be authentic. And the more authentic you are, which is not hard to do, right? Because you just got to be you. Just be you. I mean, I swear quite a lot. And generally, I don't swear on the podcast because it affects the algorithm. But you get in a conversation with me, I'll swear. And some people don't like that, by the way. And that's okay. You don't have to work with me. It's totally fine. But I'm not going to change who I am in order to close a client. And neither should you. You should be as authentic as you are. And then what was the last one? So we've got KLT. Oh, consistency. If you're not consistent, like, I can tell when we look at, I was downloading all the podcast downloads and seeing how many downloads we've got per year. And last year was about 50% of our all-time highs, which was in 2020, right? So 2021 was about 50% of our all-time highs in 2020. And the reason for that is I just got really fed up of doing podcasts. I couldn't come out with content. I was just really struggling with it. And it's because beforehand I'd gone live every day, and bear in mind I've gone live every day this week as well. So is there a danger there? Maybe, we'll see. But I just got so fed up of going live and going podcasting that I actually stopped doing the podcast to some extent. And like 1 month we had like one podcast. In fact, 2 months I think we had just one or two podcasts going out, which is nowhere near acceptable, by the way. But that's a lack of consistency. And so when we look at the amount of downloads per month, and then when we look at the amount of strategy sessions per month, do you think there's a correlation between being inconsistent and the lowering of the number of strategy sessions that we will get onto with a client? Absolutely. And do you think there's also a correlation between the number of podcasts that we would do versus how many clients we then take on? Absolutely. And so we had a lack of consistency in 2021. And by the way, I'm not beating myself up over it. I wish it hadn't have happened. I wish we could have been more consistent. But you know what? We're in a goddamn pandemic. And I'm all right surviving. I'm okay coming out of this alive. that's you know, is it in what's the film? In Weird Science. Will you not be embarrassed? Oh no, will you not be ashamed? Look, shame I can deal with. Being dead is something else. A line from Weird Science, if you remember that film from years ago. I grew up with it. So you've got to be consistent on your message. And by the way, that's really hard to do sometimes. If you're not going live, like I'm happy going live. I can go on TV. I can go on the radio. I can talk bollocks for a bit. You know, every so often we see that meme. What could you talk about for like a whole day or for 2 hours straight? And I'm like, I could talk about anything. Just anything, any random shit. Fishing. I've never fished in my life, but could I create a podcast show for 2 hours about fishing? Hell yeah. I could go for hours on nothing. And if you listen to this regularly, some people go, well, actually, Dan, you do. So you've got to get consistent. You've got to be putting yourself out there as often as you can. But one of the problems with that is that if it's just you and a camera, you have to show up every single day. And so actually what we do in my business is we'll take this podcast show and these, here we are, these, where is it? There. Where am I pointing? There. These arrows here that go up and down, like this determines what I'm supposed to be talking about. So we'll have a video about this, and then a video about this, and then a video about the next one. So we pull out and we separate these into what we call shorts. So we'll have a video about problem with trust. We'll have a different video about marketing funnels, a different video about Google ads, and a different video about Facebook ads. Because not everybody's going to sit and watch the entire podcast. And so when I get onto Google ads and, you know, people that were watching at the start are no longer watching, they will get that video on Google ads at a later point. And so we're reutilizing some of the content that we create from the podcast. So I only have to go live. I go live for about 40 minutes, 45 minutes a day. In an ideal world, that's what should happen. But from that, we pull out all these different videos that maybe 5 or 10 minutes long, not a 45 minute video. And some people will sit and watch those, and it just gives us a second bite of that cherry. But not only that, we also pull out the podcast. So we pull out the MP3, which is what most people actually listen to. Most people don't watch YouTube. They don't watch this live on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and so on. They actually download the podcasts. They pick which ones they want and they listen to it. And they listen to the whole 45 minute podcast, by the way. And it's exactly what I used to do. I'd get on a plane, I'd listen to Grant Cardone. I'd fall asleep. Grant would be in my head. I'd fall asleep. Wonderful way, if you want to get into your customer's head, is to have a podcast. But like I say, one of the problems with being consistent is having to go live. And so you want these little shorts. You know, when we pull these shorts out from these little videos here, that's what you want, and you distribute them. But in addition to that, you want images going out and you want other videos going out. And we use stock footage with text and music on, and they go out and they're the ones that actually push our product set. So I use lives for building trust, which is what we're talking about now. Because people go, oh, I know what you're like. And then we get on a strategy call and we're on a call and we go, oh, you sound like just like you do on the radio. Not that we're on the radio, but on the podcast. And it's like, yeah. Because that's me. I'm not any different. And so that's what you need to be doing as well. But you've got to get consistent with it. And the way that you build trust is by being authentic and being consistent. And when you do those things, then you get to the KLT, the know, like, and trust aspects of running the business. Okay, so let's talk about marketing funnels. So what is a marketing funnel, and how can you take everything we've just spoken about trust and know, like, and trust and building authenticity and consistency, how do we take all that and put it into a marketing funnel? Well, a marketing funnel is just a way for people to go in at the top. Like at this point, I should have a graph, by the way, but I haven't. You put people in at the top of the funnel, and then as they're going down the funnel at the bottom of sales, but in between that, you should be having contacts with these potential contacts, these potential leads, these potential clients. And so one of the ways in which we do that is by, you know, if you book, if you download one of our freebies, how to run Facebook ads, for example, you then get a series of emails which are building trust, authenticity, consistency, again, but just in a different format. It's no longer via a podcast. This one's reading. And some people prefer to read. Some people prefer pictures. Some people prefer audio. Some people prefer audio visual. It just depends on what people want. Some people self-talk to themselves. And that's what they want. They want to be asked questions and be led to their own answers. And that's how they operate. And you'll have your own method of operating. But a marketing funnel is basically just taking someone from point A and getting them to point B. Point A is where they're curious about something, a product or a service. And point B is where they sign up and they actually become a client. So a marketing funnel should have various sections built into it. And one of them is enough touch points with a potential client so that they're like kind of coming your way. So what happens is we just had this conversation yesterday on an email, right? And the conversation was, I noticed you downloaded our Facebook ads guide. Do you want to jump on a call about that? And they came back and said, actually,
We're going to speak to Facebook this week, but next week or the week after, yeah, let's jump on a call then. And by the way, I know I downloaded it, but I don't know where it is. Could you send it again for download? And I'm like, yeah, of course we can. So we sent them. We've actually got two. So I sent them both with links so that they can just go and download them. And this is what happens. People see your freebies and they download them going, I'll do that later. And it goes on the shelf, the virtual shelf, and we call it shelf development, right? Because your shelf is getting more development than your brain. And so people think they're going to download and read these things, and they don't. And I do this as well. I download stuff, and then I go, oh, I'm going to download this, and then I'm going to read it later. Guess what happens? Oh, Netflix, Twitter, Walk the Dogs, I don't know, paddle surfing, whatever it happens to be. But you end up, by the way, look at that sunshine there, a bit of sun streaming through, that's nice. So what happens is that you've got to follow up. The secret of the sale is always in the following up. And the following up can be via email, it can be jumping on a call, it can be sending a WhatsApp, it can be whatever it happens to be, but you have to follow up. And when we run Facebook ads and Google ads and we generate leads, no, there's no follow-up system. And so this is what we do. We actually create a series of four emails that follows these people up. But also, as a business owner, you've also got to be proactive. We use ActiveCampaign in-house. And one of the reasons why we absolutely love ActiveCampaign is that if you've downloaded something, if you subscribe and then click a link, on ActiveCampaign, it actually tells me who's clicked that link. I can see what the latest activity is by who. And so when we get the latest activity through, I can pick and choose. Let me just get rid of that. Let's block that user on YouTube. Just spamming. There we go. Blocked. When we see somebody actually take an action, we can follow up. Hey, I noticed you looked at the website page. You're looking for a website? Do you want to jump on a call? So like, that's another way of following up. And I actually follow up using email, although generally we have phone numbers and we can phone them up. But I always think phones are too intrusive. Somebody phones me up. I'm like, yeah? And they're like, oh, do you want to do this? I'm like, what are you phoning me for? Like, how dare you even phone my number? Who do you think you are? Where have you got my number from? And I'm really suspicious about it. I get quite angry. I hate it when people just phone me up. Because when someone phones you up, it's like bang, 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 bang. You deal with me now, and I hate it. Whereas you send an email, and I wake up the next day, and I check my email. It's like, yeah, I can reply to that. And I think most people are the same as well in 2022. But your marketing funnel should be there to have these various touch points throughout the relationship that you're building. In our email system, we've got something like, I don't know what it is, 60, 70, 80 emails. They go out once every 9 or 11 days. So we've got like 2 years worth of emails. And those emails were a mixture of different things. A mixture of questions, a mixture of, hey, this is one of our most popular podcast, download it. Here's a video about building trust. Here's a video about such and such. Here's a free report. And so we have all these different ways of having these touch points with a potential client. Hey, come into the Facebook group. And then when they're in the Facebook group and they see me going live every day, that's another touch point to build a trust, which is what we talked about right at the start of this session. So these marketing funnels, this is what you should have in place. And when I ask people, I get on a strategy call and go, okay, what email system are you using? And we go, Gmail. I'm like, no, I mean, what email capture system? Oh, no, we haven't got one of them. Okay, what about, what's your customer database? CRM, customer relationship management. I don't know why it's called that. That's a stupid name. Anyway, what's your database called? And we go, oh, no, we don't have a database. I'm like, well, where's your list? And we go, well, I've got a pile of business cards on my desk. And I'm like, oh, okay. And that isn't a marketing funnel, needless to say. You've got to get those business cards and ask them, can I put you in my system? We send regular updates on the market, the mortgage market, let's say, or whatever it happens to be. Some will say yes, some will say no. Obviously, you've got to make sure you're in alignment with GDPR. That actually, these days, probably doesn't align with GDPR. But you could drop them an email saying, oh, I'll meet you at the networking event. Here's the link to join our Facebook group. That would be a really good way of doing it. And then they're actually joining the Facebook group. That's a very nice method of actually doing that. But you've got to start building a marketing funnel. And most businesses, by the way, especially those that are struggling, you know, if you wake up one morning and you've got a pound left in your bank account and you need to generate some cash because you've got a direct debit that's going out tomorrow, how are you going to do that? Without a customer relationship management, without some kind of sales funnel, how are you going to solve that problem? Like, if that was me, I could wake up this morning, I can send an email out to the list, get 50% off websites, we close two websites, we generate some cash, it goes in, the direct debit goes out, right? we're in a position that we can do that because we've got X number of people on our database that have signed up for the past few years that are constantly being emailed and contacted so that we're keeping these clients warm or sweet or however you want to call that. But we're keeping them engaged at some point. Now, obviously, there's some people that never actually open any of those emails, and that's fine because we go live in the Facebook group or we go live on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. So at some point, they're going to see that. Or they've subscribed to the downloads on iTunes, or they get access to our short videos that we then send out, you know, the copies of this video that are just for the particular sections here on the site. So we get, you know, more than one bite at the cherry, and that's what a sales funnel is. And, you know, we call them marketing funnels, but really it's a marketing and a sales funnel. The best kind of sales that you want are those when you get on a strategy call for 45 minutes, and we've had several of these, by the way, and they go, yeah, no, we just need to sign up. No, you don't even know how much it is yet. Yeah, yeah, no, I know, but we just need to sign up. Okay. Like, that happens, by the way, which is amazing. So we don't even have to persuade somebody on the strategy call that this is something they need to do. They already know that they need to do it because of all the pre-sale stuff that we've done before, all the podcasts and all the content that we're putting out. They already know when they will get on that call that they want to buy from us. It's not even a sales call. They're buying from us. They just don't know how to do it. And so it's like, let's jump on a call so we can buy something. All right. Hope that's useful for you guys. This is just how it works. This is 2022. This is marketing in 2022. This is just how it works. Okay, let's talk about Google Ads. So this is the thing about Google Ads. People think, oh, well, we used to do Google and now we do Facebook. And it's like, these are not exclusive. It's not do one or the other. It's like that question that you see on social media. And I hate it. And they go, do you want to be rich or do you want to be happy? And I'm like, I want to be both. And they're like, no, you can't be both. And I'm like, that's why you're not rich. That's why you're not happy. Because you can be both. I've been poor and happy. I've been rich and happy. Rich and happy, woof, I'll take that one any day of the week. Being poor is an awful situation where you don't know who's knocking on the door. Is it bailiffs? Who's phoning you up? The letters that you open. I used to hate, like, you know, years ago, I used to hate post coming in. And so I actually developed a system where I just open post every Friday, and because it was painful, and I knew it was painful. I call it painful Fridays. I'd open it up and it was painful because there was just bills, 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 and it was awful. And I hated that. And it's like, how can you be happy like that? So it's not exclusive. And it's the same with Facebook ads, and it's the same with Google ads. They're also not exclusive, but they are different in terms of what you should be using them for. So for example, Google ads, versus Facebook ads. What do you use Google ads for? Well, a Google ad is something that's what we call pull marketing. So I use this example. Let's say you're a hypnotherapist and, you know, you can run Facebook ads, obviously. But if you're running a Facebook ad is what we call push marketing. And so you're pushing out your message, hoping that whoever is watching needs what you're selling at that exact time. So it's very similar to newspaper adverts. So imagine this. You go to a shop, you buy a copy of the Yorkshire Evening Post, which is my local newspaper, and you're going through the newspaper, and there it says hypnotherapy, smoking cessation, for example. What are the chances that that's what I need? Now, I don't need that, so I'm just keeping going. That's push marketing. You're pushing your message out, and the people that are opening the newspaper and going through it, you're just hoping that one of those needs what you're selling on the actual day that you've run that marketing. So I don't think that's a great use of your time. Now, it depends on the product. That product, like a dentist, for example, no point in having a dentist on a Facebook ad. But if you're on Google, it says 24-hour emergency dentist leads, or even better, LS1, because it's city centre, or LS9 in Hare Hills, or LS15 in Halton or Crossgates. Like, imagine if you've got that and there's a dentist just around the corner there 24 hours. That's what you type, 24-hour dentist, LS15, and it's there, and it's four streets away. Boy, that makes life so much easier. And you dreadful toothaches, 3 o'clock in the morning. But imagine running Facebook ads for something like that. How do you know that the end user is going to have toothache at 3 o'clock in the morning? Like, what are the chances of that? So that's the difference between pull marketing and push marketing. With pull marketing, I'm looking for a vet now. Emergency, 24-hour emergency vet lead. and all these vets. The only people that come up, by the way, on adverts are 24-hour emergency vets. So then you can pick up the phone and, needless to say, that's the sale concluded, right? You're going to take your dog to the vet. So pull marketing has its place and push marketing has its place, but it's got to be the right type of marketing for the right product or service. So, for example, we've run Facebook ads for some rent-to-rent trainers, and they were generating loads of leads. Like you know, I would wake up, we get a copy of all their leads coming through. It says, new lead, new lead, new lead. And I'd wake up, and there's a new lead, and then there's another new lead, that morning, then that afternoon. And they're getting leads every single day, and they're constantly coming in of these leads. And we keep an eye on how many leads they're getting, because we want to know, we want to do the maths on it. You know, they've spent £100, and they've got 50 leads, it's £2 a lead. That's brilliant. It helps us understand if our marketing's working. Something like that went out on Facebook, and that actually works really well. Things like the Make Money Market, the Business Opportunities Market, that kind of thing, training of some kind, that kind of thing works because you can do it based on interests. So if you're interested in property, you know, we could run our property sourcing training on a Facebook ad, and that would work very well as well. You could also actually run that on Google Ads, property sourcing training on Google Ads, probably a couple of quid per click. And so this is the kind of thing that you've got to be aware of on Google Ads, is that it might be a pound a click. Credit cards, best credit card for bad debt. That's probably like £5 or £6 a click on Google pay per click. So you know, this is something that you have to take into account. But you've got to use the right mechanism, the right marketing mechanism for the right type of product. And if you don't get that right, you know, we've seen people that just go straight on Facebook because they think it's all Facebook. They blow the budget on Facebook when actually that budget should have been spent on Google Ads. But unfortunately, they don't understand that, you know, you've got some stuff that's a pull marketing and some stuff's better for push marketing. Let's move on to Facebook ads then. So with Facebook ads, obviously, everybody runs Facebook ads. And also, unfortunately, so many people get them wrong and they go out and they absolutely blow their budget. Like, they just go and spend £1,000, their targeting is wrong, their location targeting is wrong, their interests are wrong, the image that they're going to use, that's wrong, the copy that they've used, that's wrong, the call to action is to a homepage, not a specific landing page, that's wrong. Then when you get to the landing page, it's dreadful. We actually find that the less content you have on a landing page, you know, so if it's a download a free Facebook ads guide, you don't want a really, really long landing page. It's a free download, for goodness sake. You don't want a really long landing page explaining why they should be using Facebook ads. That's what the guide is for. They should be, you know, a picture of the front cover. Download your free Facebook ads guide, and we call it Everything You Need to Know About Facebook Ads. And they click the link, and then they get a pop-up box, name and email address, and they maybe a phone number on there as well. I think that's what we ask for, because if we want to, we can follow up with a phone call, although we actually don't implement that at the moment. Because I don't like, I think phone calls are quite intrusive, so we tend not to do that. And we want people to buy from us. We don't want to have to pick up the phone and sell to people. That's just not how we personally do it. So obviously you might be different in your business, but we just don't like that. And could we increase the amount of income that we generate? Yeah, but it's a bit crap, isn't it? So we tend not to do that. So so then on that landing page, we've got, so the image, we've got a little bit of text, we've got the form. They then go to download the guide, and that's it. Now they're into our database, and then we can follow up with them. And we also try and get them into our Facebook group. So sometimes it'll redirect, when they click submit, it actually redirects to a book a strategy session, system. And then underneath that says, no thanks, just take me to the Facebook group. So then we're going to the Facebook group. So we've now got their email address, and now we've got them in a Facebook group. Now they're in a Facebook group, they're watching me go live every day or however often it is. And then they get access to our videos and our jokes and our content. And now we're building KLTAC, know, like, and trust. We're authentic and we're consistent. And so over a period of time, that enables us to build this relationship with this person. So at some point, they're hopefully going to come and buy from us. And all of that started from a very simple Facebook ad with everything correct. As long as it's push marketing and not, if somebody needs a 24-hour vet, you've got to be using Google Ads for that. But for push marketing, for training, for content, for what we do, that works perfectly. Now, if you're not sure which one you should be doing, at that point, you should be booking a strategy call with us and just jump on a call. It might take 10 minutes, it might take 45 minutes, but at least then you'll know. And not only that, but you'll actually understand more about landing pages and Facebook ads and marketing funnels and how to implement it. And not only that, you'll also know how much it's going to cost you. And the way that we actually do it is we actually spread the cost over a couple of months anyway. So it's not like one big upfront cost and it's £3,000. We spread that. It might be 4 months, it might be 6 months, depends how much work there is and what it is that you're doing. It might be months one and two, we're putting all the infrastructure in place, creating landing pages and the free downloads. Months three and four, we're just doing Facebook ads. And months five and six, we're doing Facebook ads and Google ads. And so we're constantly adding to it. And as you're generating more leads, we're able to add more content marketing to it. So it just depends on what the person has, what's going on, as to how much it's going to cost, how long it's going to take and so on. But it's like this. If you're not marketing digitally in 2022, what the heck are you doing? This is where all your customers are. Like, where are you getting your customers from? And if you say networking events, that's awesome. But boy, I've done a lot of networking, by the way. I've done tons of networking. And I like to be the guy on the stage speaking at the event so I can speak to everybody in one go than having to work the room. But I've done both. And it's a lot of time intensive. And, you know, you go and shake hands and you meet someone. And what do you do? And it's like, you know, it's not an opportunity for you. And then you meet the next person and they're not interested in the next person. Boy, that's a lot of handshaking to go out and find someone that actually wants what you do. Or you can run some Facebook ads and Google ads who just happen to want what you do and they can fill in the form when you're on a strategy call. They've already qualified themselves in because they've filled in the bloody form. Like, I know which one I would prefer to do, but we're all different and we all have different methods and different experiences and different ideas about how to run your business. And I don't know your business. That might work. That might be absolutely the best way for you to actually run that business. I have no idea about your business, not until we get on a call. But honestly, we've had so many calls. And when I'm on a call and they say to us, I ask them, you know, how are you generating leads? I'm like, oh, we're struggling, you know, it's a bit all over the place. This is basically every single phone call I've ever had rolled into a very brief sentence. Oh, well, we don't really know. We're lucky. We haven't got a system of generating leads. We're not really sure. So, look, this is how you're going to generate leads in 2022. You need the marketing funnel, and then you send traffic using Google Ads, you send traffic using Facebook ads, but also those people who already know who you are, you've got to just send out organic content to those people. The people who don't know who you are, they need Google Ads and Facebook ads. Look, I hope that's useful for you. I've gone for a bit longer than I actually intended to today. But let me know in the box down below and we'll catch up with you on the next one. Have yourselves a wicked day. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.